Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680. I'm talking to Ellis Burks, and boy, that is a wonderful name of baseball. And Ellis, as I talk to ball players over the years, I always say everything you find out in American history, you can see on a baseball field, whether it's the World Wars, whether it's the Depression, integration, social change, technology, expansion, airplane travel, I don't care what it is, it shows up on a baseball field. I want to learn more about your background growing up as a kid in Mississippi, what baseball was like, and especially as a young black man playing baseball.
Well, you know, born in Mississippi in 1964. My parents, both were born there, both raised there, grandparents. You know, the whole family's from Mississippi, so the roots are deep there. And every time I go back now, you know, a lot of family's still there. And, you know, just you can tell the changes. Each decade got, had certain changes. And as a kid growing up, it was tough at times to see certain things happening. And, but you learn from those. And you know, times got better. And it continues to get better.
As a young athlete, how did that affect you? Going to school? How were the schools? Were they integrated? And how did you play? And how did all that come about as an athlete?
Well, I went to elementary school in Mississippi, and then my parents moved to Texas, and I went to, you know, middle school, high school, college in Texas. You know, still southern roots, southern or western, southwestern roots. But, you know, it was one of those things you definitely, you learned a lot, you know, so to say. And there were a lot of times that I asked my parents and asked my grandparents, why is this happening? Why is that? And they would explain it to me. And, you know, I learned and you know, I passed that on to my kids.
Growing up in high school in Texas, what kind of a school was it? And when you played ball, were there taunts? So what kind of, what was it like for you?
Well, I didn't start playing baseball until my sophomore year in high school. And it was a really, really good program that they had at, it was called O.D. Wyatt High School in Fort Worth, Texas. And, you know, I had a great coach there. My first coach was one of the best that I've had in my career because he was not only a coach, he was a teacher. And he taught me a lot about baseball. And he showed me, you know, taught me the passion for it. And I learned how to play the game the right way from him. So, and then I went on to, you know, junior college you know, may he rest in peace. Jack Allen was my head coach at Rangers Junior College. And that tradition kept going on. And he didn't really care how good of an athlete you were. His saying was, I don't care if you can throw a strawberry through a battleship, Ellis. I don't care if you can run a hole through the wind. But if you don't hustle and play as a teammate, a good teammate, you won't be on my team. And I took that all the way to the big leagues, hustling all the time.
Very good. Ellis Burks with us. What about teammates? How was life with teammates socially and all that?
You know, I've always been on great teams where we had a lot of great players. I never had a player that thought he was better than the game. And you know, that was a lot of the things that, you know, I was just fortunate enough to be on some good clubs like that, not only in the minor leagues, but at the major league level, high school and college. I've been fortunate in that case.
Earl Wilson comes to mind for me, and this is a Boston Red Sox. He was very outspoken in the 60s about housing in Winter Haven and the Red Sox when they played Sarasota. I don't know if you ever ran across Earl Wilson, but maybe some of your recollections about players who did blaze the trail for everyone else to get housing and things on an equal footing in Florida.
I didn't happen to meet him or know him, but there was one guy that you know, was instrumental to me, and that was Tommy Harper. You know, Tommy was one of those guys that an incident happened with him in Winter Haven where, you know, he wasn't allowed in a certain place. And, you know, he took it public, and everyone knew about it, and it really came down hard on that particular organization. So, you know, he was one of those guys that, hey, if you believe in something, you know, stand up for it. And I really respected that about him.
Tommy Harper from Oakland, absolutely a wonderful player, great speed, and certainly made his name in the game. And I remember that incident in Winter Haven. Ellis Burks is with us. So, being in Florida, and now we hear the stories. Orlando Cepeda will talk about it. Felipe will talk about it. Willie Mays will talk about it. When you went through spring training, were things on equal footing for you there?
No, I mean, it was in the 80s, and times had changed quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, and the spotlight was on a lot of different organizations, different cities. So, you know, the change was coming about. And I came along during that change where, you know, I didn't experience any sort of problems like that at all.
Okay. Now, you get the Boston. Of course, now Boston's known for city. It's always been a tough city. What about being in Boston and being accepted there?
Well, I was one of those guys. You know, Jim Rice pulled me aside one day and said, hey, this is a tough city, but if you hustle, you play hard, people will accept you, and people, you know, because they were very knowledgeable fans in Boston, and I took that to heart. You know, Jimmy, he told me that, and I actually went out every day and played it like it was my last, and I think the fans recognized that, and they noticed that, and they really cheered for me and rooted for me every day, and I really, you know, admired that about the fans there, although, you know, the history of Boston in years past, you know, black players weren't especially acceptant there, and you know they just felt like it was a little different place. But no, I really didn't. Like I said, I came along in the 80s, so times had really changed by then.
No, you're right. A lot of what we talk about shows up on the baseball field. Look at Pumpsy Green. I don't know if you've ever met Pumpsy, but he was the last to break the color line. Tom Yawkey finally allowed a black player for the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had known the story about Pumpsy Green in Boston, and you know, again, that was, you know, early, was it 60s, 50s?
59.
Yeah. And, you know, that from that, you're talking almost 30 years from the time that I got there. I got there in 1987. So, you know, the history of Boston, people knew of the history and knew that that was the last team to have a black player. But, you know, since then, it's just been unbelievable, you know, how they accepted me and other players coming in. Me being a number one pick, Mo Vaughn being a number one pick, you know, it was just really a changed place.
Well, it reflects society. As I said when we started this interview, a lot of the things we see in society shows up on a baseball field, and I think that's a good example of it, of what you said.
That's a great example. I mean, a lot of things happen on a baseball field, like you said. I mean, look at the technology nowadays, you know, with every sort of stat that they have in the game today. I'm even confused.
We had a discussion about war, and I'm not sure what if either one of us really understood it. Speaking of war, what about the military for you? Was there any military in your background?
No. There was, I never, you know, when my parents never went. My dad's brothers, there were three of my dad's brothers that went. And so there is some history there, and they all survived and came home and, you know, had no problems. It was just a great experience for them to get out of Mississippi and do some things differently, travel the world, and come back with all the stories.
Well, that's what happened in the late 40s when people did come home and realize you'd fought for the country.
Yeah.
And Jackie Robinson, of course, was instrumental in that. But the laws were passed to say you couldn't discriminate, and that's how things happen in baseball. But, you know, Roy Campanella, many people I've studied in baseball history always said, well, without baseball, social changes wouldn't have happened so quickly, because once you're on the baseball field, things are on an equal footing.
Yeah, well, you know, Jackie Robinson, he was definitely the pioneer of the game. You know, for him to go through all the problems that he went through, all the discrimination, all the, you know, the backlash everywhere he went, but that just made it, you know, better for the future players. And, you know, he knew what he was doing. He knew that being the first was going to cost a lot, and it cost a lot, you know, not only physically but mentally for him, you know. And I'm sure he went through a heck of a lot each and every day, he and his family, and you have to credit them for going through that and being as calm as he was.
Yeah. Well, pleasure catching up with you. I enjoy it, and I think this is an important part of American history, so I appreciate you sharing your thoughts on it.
Thank you for having me, Marty.
Very good. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.